I was last week, I was somewhere shopping around doing something, and the Lord placed this thought in my mind and in my spirit, and I want to share it with you, amen, this afternoon. You know, sometimes you look around and right in your individual homes, right in your community, amen, right on your street, right in your town, sometimes things look complex, sometimes things look indifferent, sometimes things look hard to bear, and I was just looking around that stuff, and the Lord gave me this three words in my spirit, and these three words is, yes, he came. Yes, he came. Who is he? God. I don't know what you're going through with out here in Facebook land or right here or wherever you may be. I don't know what's ailing you. But I'm here to tell you this morning in the fear of God, yes, he can. Amen. He's a supreme God. He's a God that look high. I mean, he's a God that up high. And he looked low. He know you. He know me. He knows what we're facing. He knows what we're going through with. But I want to encourage you. This is an encouraging message this morning. Amen. To let you know, yes, he can. And you got to believe that. And you got to stand on that. Sometimes it looks difficult. Sometimes it look impossible, but you still got to have the faith to know, yes, he can. Amen. Praise God. So I'm thankful this morning. Amen. And I'm here to let you know and give you some good instruction. Amen. To let you know, ain't nothing can stop you from God's mercy and God's greatness. Praise God. We serve a supreme God that can perform. It ain't nothing that he can't do. No need to say, well, this here is a little hard here, or this little, amen, a little difficult. I don't know, but I'm going to tell you, I know. He can. Amen. He can fix it. He can turn it around. Praise God. You may feel like today that, amen, you having some severe crisis in your life. Amen. You having some things that you feel like nothing can stop this. You know, you got people thinking, amen, don't really realize who we serve. We serve a mighty God. Amen. We serve a God that can turn it around. Come on, somebody. We serve a God that can turn water to wine. We serve a God that can heal the sick. We serve the God that can raise the dead. We ain't serving no peon God that cannot do nothing. Praise God. I said, yes, he can. Amen. He can work out every problem, huh? Amen. And work out every situation. I mean, and no, hey, amen. You may say I'm going through here, but I want to tell you he's bigger. He's bigger than your problem. Amen. So the only thing you got to do is turn it over to God. How many know, church, when you turn it over to God, the Lord will work it out. We're going to prove it through scripture this morning. I'm not talking just off of my head, but I want to tell you what the word's saying, how he can come right on, amen, right on time, praise God, and work wonders, praise God. He can. I said he can, and he will. The first scripture I want to read here to let you know, amen, that he is able. I'm in a no, church. He is a able God. Amen. All right. Praise God. Let's turn to Ephesians, the third chapter here. Ephesians, the third chapter. It said here in the 20th verse, it said now unto him. Praise God. It didn't say yesterday unto him, or next week unto him, but it said now. How many know the Lord is a now God? He can work right now if you got that now faith. How many have that now faith? Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Praise God. He can work right now. He's a miracle worker. Praise God. Amen. Sometimes the doctors, he can't work like God because he ain't gone. He can give you some medication. He say, well, you know, you might have to take this 2 or 3 weeks. Amen. Then it'll kick in. Then the pain will be gone. But I'm talking to a God that can stop the pain right now. Amen. He can work miracles right now. He can heal bodies right now. Praise God. I said, yes, he can. I said, he is able. The Bible said here, Ephesians, praise God. Pray for me now, church. Ephesians, the third chapter, the Bible said, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think according to the power that worketh within us. Amen. Unto him be glory in church by Christ Jesus through all ages. World without end. Praise God. We not praying to a handicapped God. We not serving a God that cannot perform. The Bible said, now unto him he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above. What do you need? What are your problems? Are you overburdened? Are you concerned about all these things that's going on in this world? Only thing you need to do, knowing, church, that God is able. He can help right in the midst of troubles. He can help right in the midst of trials. He can help right in the midst of your, amen, things that you may face. God is able. Don't throw the towel in. Don't be a quitter. How many know a quitter will never win and a winner will never quit? We can go right on knowing that the Lord is able. Yes, 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 he is able. To do exceedingly, amen, not just barely doing it, but he can do it exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can ask or think. Praise God. Oh, that's powerful. Anything we can ask, God is able to do that. I even think, praise God. Sometimes we can think about things just seem so impossible. But I'm here to tell you, God is still God. Is that right, church? God is still able. Amen. God will work miracles. Yes, I know we live in a crisis now. I know we live in a world, but the Lord ain't in a box. Praise God. He's out ready to help do what he need to do. So what you need to do is come unto the Lord. Come unto him while he is near. Praise God. Call on him while he is near. Come to the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. And let the Lord help you. Praise God. If you struggling, if you falling, amen, just call on the Lord. He can pick you up. Come on, somebody. He can brush you off. He can help you on your mighty way. So I'm just letting you know. Now, he can do it right now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. According to the power, come on, church, that work it in us. So we got to have some power. The Lord, amen, he can't just, he got to have something to work with. Praise God. We got to have power and faith and knowing that he can do it. Let's don't feel like we're useless and We can't make it. Oh, yes. Hey, amen. As we sing that song, setting the power down. We need the power this morning. Praise you, the Lord. Amen. That worketh within us. So I thank God. I said, I thank God. I thank God. I'm excited. I am not defeated. I am not down and out. I know God can perform. I know he will do what he said he would do. Yes, he can. Amen. Amen. I say, yes, he can. So I wrote down here some things, praise God, to remind us that he can. Amen. How many know he can heal us? Praise God. Whatever your affliction may be, whatever your need may be, he can heal us. Oh, yes, he can. Amen. He can save us. Praise God. It don't matter how much sin you are involved in. Amen. It don't matter if you're a drunkard. It don't matter if you're a prostitute. It don't matter, amen, what you are doing. Amen. God can save you. Praise God. Yes, he can unto the uttermost. Praise God. Sometimes people feel like I done gone too far now. Amen. Nothing can help me. Oh, yes, he can help you. Praise God. Don't feel like you in a useless situation. Don't feel like you in a hopeless situation. Don't feel like God can, amen, touch you, praise God. Oh, yes, he can. He can heal you, praise God. He can save you, praise ye the Lord. And I said, he can what? Give you deliverance, praise ye the Lord. Whatever deliverance you need, amen. Sometimes we need deliverance from sin. Sometimes we need deliverance from my old foolish ways, amen. Sometimes we need deliverance from the choices we make, amen. But I want to tell you, the Lord is here with you this morning. And only thing you got to do is call on this big God, amen. This big God that can work miracles. This big God that can fix things. Oh, yes, he can. Amen. I said, yes, he can. And I got down here, he can rock you. Amen. Sometimes we just need the Lord just to pick us up and he can rock you. Praise God. Take care of you. You know how you rock a baby? Amen. The Lord just rock us up. Praise God. Won't he do it? He will hold us up. Praise you, the Lord. We don't have to stumble. We don't have to fall. We don't have to give up. The Lord is right there. Come on, somebody. And he will what? He can protect us. Yes, he can. Praise God. So many people worrying about, amen, they're afraid to even go out of the home. They're afraid even go, amen, out of the state. They're afraid to go out of the country. They're afraid to do anything. But I want to tell you, go about your business. Go in and where you want to go. We got a big God. We got a protector. Come on, somebody. Amen. We got a real security guard. Praise God. We don't need nobody else to protect us. God is our security guard. He have 24 hours, amen, service. Praise ye the Lord. While we slumbering and sleeping, he's there looking upon us. He's there watching over us. Ain't that good? Oh, that's why I can smile, praise God, in time of calamity. That's why I can rejoice, amen, when it looked like it's so complex. Amen. That's why I can shout, praise God, amen. I don't have to wait till the battle is over. Come on, somebody. I can shout right now and glorify God anyhow. Praise God, I don't have to sit and wallow and pull my hair out. I don't have much, but amen, a little bit I have. Hey, amen, but I'm just so glad that we got this big God. Come on, somebody. I said it's big God, praise God, that can do anything we need. I said anything. When you go to the doctor, amen, you got to see a specialist. If you got eye problem, you got to go see the doctor, amen, that deal with the eyes. Amen. If you got a heart problem, you got to go to the cardiology. Amen. Amen. If you got a, amen, kidney problem, they got a doctor to work on your kidneys. So everybody specializes in their profession. But I want to recommend you this morning. Now, can we clap our hands this morning? I want to recommend you this morning. We got a God that specializes in all things. Amen. It don't matter if you're blind. You can be able to see. It don't matter if you're dumb. You will be able to speak. It don't matter if you You can't walk, you lame. But God can heal you to walk. Come on, somebody. Whatever you need, praise God. If you broke, can't got no finance, God will provide. How you know, Pastor Lennon? Sometime my money run a little low. Ain't God good? I said, ain't the Lord good? He will provide. Amen. I take a little stroll at the mailbox. I go and look, and there's a check. Something that somebody owed me for years, and now I done forgot about it. But praise God, they didn't forget. And they wrote that check, and it was right on time. Praise God. I said, look at God. I said, look at God. Yes, he can. Yes, he can provide. Praise God. Amen. I got down here. He can relax us. Praise God. I preached a message, amen, in Holly Hill, South Carolina last week on relaxing. And that was a very powerful word, praise God. Amen. Relax. If we learn how to relax, we'll be able to live a lot longer. If we learn how to relax, our blood pressure won't be so high. If we learn how to relax, come on somebody, we wouldn't be having that sugar diabetes. If we learn how to relax, come on in this place, amen, our heart won't be filling with fear, praise God. Having heart attacks and strokes, praise God, it works. We have to realize that when things go south in our life, when things don't go right, praise God, it ain't our fight, it ain't our problem, but God can fix it. It's the Lord's fight. The battle, we got to learn, come on, church, I say we got to learn that the battle is not ours, but the battle is God. So only thing we need to do is stand back, amen, and see the Lord fix it. Stand back and see the Lord work that battle out, amen. I say, yes, he can. That's what I'm just bringing to you. That's the thought the Lord gave me. Amen. Because I do believe we all in America, we all in overseas, everywhere. Praise God. The mess that they got all in the White House, all this destruction. Praise God. Yes, he can. It looks terrible. But God, I say, but the Lord can fix it. Ain't God good? I got a situation, right? Amen. Amen. On my property, praise God. Amen. And I need the Lord to prevail. But the Lord let me know, yes, I can. I'll fix it. It ain't nothing that you got to do. Amen. Brother Peter, it ain't nothing that you got to do. So put your sword up. Don't worry about cutting the ear off of the soldier. Amen. Put your sword up. If you fight by the sword, you'll die by the sword. Come on, somebody. Only thing I'm going to do is stand still and see the salvation of the Lord and remind me to know that he can. I said, yes, he can. Praise God. So I want to let you know, church, just relax in the Lord. Praise God. Ain't that good news this morning? I said, ain't that good news this morning? Is I'm the only one up here excited? Praise God. Amen. Do you really realize what God can do? Amen. I know what he can do. Let's prove it through a situation here in Deuteronomy. Amen. Do you remember Moses? Praise God. We studied about Moses this morning in Sunday school. Moses, praise God, is a prophet of the Lord, and he listened to God, and he, amen, was extinguishing fires. A lot of things go wrong, and Israel, amen, being disobedient and not doing and following procedure, and amen, but he encouraged them and let them know, thus say God, I want to let you know, yes, he can. Now, I'm going to show you right here how he worked this miracle out. Let's turn over here to Deuteronomy. Let's prove it by the word. Amen. Amen. Deuteronomy, the 31st chapter. Praise God. Amen. And we want to read, praise God, verse 1 through 8. It said, and Moses, thank God for the preacher, And Moses went and spake these words unto all Israel. Amen. Amen. Praise God. God's people supposed to have been. You know, sometimes we are God's people, we get out of order. We don't do things just right. We don't listen to the voice of God. But you're going to learn. You're holding up progress. They didn't have to be out there 40 years, amen, in the wilderness for being disobedient. Amen. Must listen and know that God can work it out. I don't care how hard it looked. But the Bible said, and he said, Moses said unto them, I am 120 years old this day. I can no more go out and come in. Also the Lord had said unto me, thou shalt not go over this Jordan. The Lord thy God, he will go over before thee. Look at God. And he will destroy the nations from before thee. Thou shalt possess them, and Joshua, he shall go over before thee as the Lord has said. Huh. Come on, church. Ain't this wonderful? You know, when God teaches us and tell us and give us instruction, it is very vital that we do just what he say. If he say, don't go over, then you don't go over. And he say, amen, make a right turn and not a left turn. You follow the direction of the Lord. Whatever God tell you to do, amen, it will work. When you start using human reasoning, amen, you can mess up, praise God. Amen. So Israel, amen, is trying to do what they want to do. But the Bible said, when all Israel is come to appear before the Lord thy God in the place where he shall choose, thou shalt read this law before all Israel in their hearing. Amen. Now listen, Israel. Listen, church of God. Listen, people of God. Listen, everybody, at the sound of the voice of the Lord. Gather the people together, men and women and children, and thy stranger that is within the gate, that they may hear and that they may learn and fear the Lord your God and observe to do all the word of this law. Hello in here. Amen. We live right in this same time. A lot of people don't want to do all the law of the Lord. They want to do what they want to do, when they want to do it, and how they want to do it. But I'm here to tell you, in the fear of the Lord, if you're going to go back with the Lord, if you're going to go back to his heaven, he has a way. And his way is righteous. His way is straight. His way is, amen, precise. Praise God. And we ain't got time to make any detours. We don't have no time to make, amen, U-turns. We don't have no time to look back. Praise God. We got to look to the Lord. Ain't that the Lord is good in here? Amen. You remember Sister Lot? He both have been going out of that wicked city, Sodom and Gomorrah. But guess what? She began to look back. Amen. The Lord didn't tell you to look back. He said, go out of that city. But Lot's wife, she looked back. And when she looked back, there was consequences. She turned to a pillar of salt, meaning that she was destroyed. Praise God. How many in here want to be destroyed? Raise your hand. Huh? I don't think nobody raised a hand. But that's why I want to tell you, when you own the battlefield, Don't let nothing move you. Don't let nothing, amen, make you get sidetracked. Praise God. Stay focused on the Lord and listen to leadership. Praise God. Amen. Numerous occasions, amen, Moses had problem with, amen, even the, I think there was a sister Miriam. Amen. She got out of order there. Praise God. Amen. Worrying about somebody else's affair and marriage and all of that kind of stuff, but she should have kept her eyes and focused on the Lord. Praise God. Sometimes it's easy, amen, to get sidetracked. But I want to tell you, praise God, when you follow the Lord, things going to work. Sometimes things don't work. You know why it don't work? Because you're going off course. Praise God. Stay intact with God. Then the Lord will let you know, I can do it. I can work that out for you. I can fix it. Now, what did the word say? Now, gather the people together, men and women and children, and thy stranger that is within the gate, that they may hear and that they may learn and fear the Lord your God and observe to do. Let us all say to do all the words of the law, and that their children, which has not known anything, may hear and learn to fear the Lord your God as long as ye live in the land whether ye go over Jordan to possess it. And the Lord said unto Moses, behold, thy days approach that thou must die, called Joshua. I got another sermon for another time. Who can he call? Who can he call? Can he call you? Look at Brother Jerry. I am the pastor here in Durham, North Carolina, the Church of God. It's not granted that I will be here always. But who gonna take my place? Who can he call? Who was that? Was that Isaiah said, call me. Call me, Lord, I'll go. I believe it was one of Isaiah. We got to be ready for the calling of the Lord. We must live in a place and time where God can use us. And that's why we got to walk very carefully, follow his procedure very carefully, and do his will. So whenever he need us, we are available. It said, and that their children, which had not known anything, may hear and learn to fear the Lord your God as long as ye live in the land, praise God, whether ye go over Jordan to possess it. And the Lord said unto Moses, behold, thy days approach that thou must die, called Joshua, and present yourselves in the tabernacle of the congregation, and I may give him a charge. And Moses and Joshua went and presented themselves in the tabernacle of the congregation. Praise God. And the Lord appeared in the tabernacle in a pillar of a cloud, and the pillar of the cloud stood over the door of the tabernacle, meaning that the Lord is there with them. And the Lord said unto Moses, behold, thou shalt sleep with thy father, and this people will rise up and go a whoring after the gods of the stranger of the land, whether they go to be among them, and will forsake me and break my covenant which I have made with them. Now let's jump back here. I got a little ahead of me here. Let's jump back here to 31st chapter Deuteronomy. Let's go back to this. Amen. To this fourth verse. You got that, Kendra? Let's read that, please. Read all the way down to the, amen, to the eighth verse.
And the Lord shall do unto
them. As he did to Sihon.
And to Og.
King,
king
of the Amorites.
And to the land of them.
Whom he destroyed.
And the Lord shall give them.
Up before your face.
Amen. That ye may do unto them according
unto all the commandments.
Amen. So that's very vital to do the commandments of the Lord.
That's requirements. A lot of time we want to do what we want to do, but it ain't gonna work. Read on.
Now I want you to know one thing: be strong and of good courage.
Fear not.
Not be afraid of them.
For the Lord thy God.
Amen. How many know if God is for you, who can be against you?
Yes.
Don't worry about that great army, Moses. Amen. You be strong. Be of good courage. Fear not. Not be afraid of them.
For the Lord thy God.
For the Lord thy God.
Praise God.
It is he that do go with thee.
Amen.
He will not fail thee.
He will not fail thee.
Praise God.
So I'm here to tell you,
Moses,
he's obedient
and he listened to the voice of God.
The Lord is letting him know
you don't have to worry about your battle.
You don't have to worry about the great army.
You don't have to be fearful.
I want you to be strong.
I
want you to be a man of good courage.
I don't want you to fear,
nor be afraid.
Like I said earlier,
if God is for you, who can be against you?
Now we all,
amen, gonna go through some things.
Amen. We all
going to have some battles.
We're going to have some struggles.
But I want to tell you, the word teaches us
that knowing that God can prevail
right in the nick of trouble,
right in the nick of hardship,
right in the nick of,
amen, feeling like it's
over for you.
But I'm here to tell you, God will prevail.
Read on now.
Now listen,
now Moses, he's old now.
He calling unto Joshua.
And said to him in the sight of all Israel.
Now he encouraging Joshua.
Now Joshua,
amen,
so to speak, I'm going to leave you,
praise God.
And I'm going to leave this responsibility in your hand.
And he said unto
He said in the sight of Israel, all Israel,
he said, I want you to do what?
Be strong.
I want you to be strong.
And
I want you to be a good carriage.
For thou must go with this people.
Amen. Amen. For thou must go with this people.
Unto the land which the Lord has sworn unto their fathers.
Amen. The Lord promised us this land.
Amen.
And I want you to know that God gonna allow you to inherit that.
Read on, sister.
To give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit.
Amen. Won't he do it?
The title of our message is Yes, He Can.
Do you see him working a miracle?
Yes, Lord.
You seeing him, the Lord showing up and showing out? I want to let you know, he's that God.
This is proven to you.
He can do it.
Read on.
And the Lord.
And the Lord.
He
He it is that do it go before thee. I'm so glad that he will be with thee.
He will not fail thee.
He will not fail thee. Neither forsake thee.
Fear not.
Fear not. That's good enough. Neither be dismayed. I'm here to tell you, Church of God. I'm here to tell you, Facebook friends and family, whatever you must tackle in life, make sure that you're wrapped up and tied up and tangled up with the Lord. Make sure that you're walking closely by his side. Make sure that you're listening to his instruction. Amen. And following his direction. Praise God. That's why you see so many spiritually collisions happen today. That's why you see so many spiritual crashes happen in our land today. Because folks taking matters upon themselves. But I want to let you know upon closing. Amen. Let go and let God. You stand back. You just look at the situation and you point at it and say, Lord, you see this. Lord, you see my enemy. Lord, you see this is casting down upon me. But Lord, I know you can make a way out of no way. I know you can fix it. I know you can give me grace to go right on in the name of Jesus. I will not fear. I will not back down because I know you said you will never leave me nor forsake me. So that's comforting news. Amen. Long as the Lord with me, I know everything is all right. So let's get acquainted with God if we don't know him. But I'm here to tell you, yes, he can. This is a proven factor to let you know, yes, he can. He can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. And the thing we got to do is stand still and let the Lord work it out. So I hope and pray through your walk with Jesus, and some maybe not be walking with Jesus, I hope this will change you. Let you know, quit walking on your own. Quit doing things on your own. You need God. May God bless each and every one. And may heaven smile upon you. God bless you. Yes, he can.